This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. She's one of the most unusual musicians who will perform at Riverbend this year. Her name is Kavehi. She's originally from Honolulu, but as you'll hear in this segment, her music is not the typical Hawaiian sound. In March of 2014, Kavehi recorded this, and it went viral. 700,000 hits on YouTube. Spin.com, Gizmodo.com, and other websites raved about this song. The Huffington Post called it the best thing on the internet that week. Even Courtney Love praised it on Twitter. It's a fresh take on a 1993 Nirvana hit. She has been like a Pisces when I weep. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. It's particularly impressive because Kavehi uses her voice as her primary instrument. With live vocal looping and electronics, she recreates Heart-Shaped Box from scratch, as well as other popular songs from other artists. Cover songs like this have gotten her the most attention. Her YouTube channel has millions of hits, and she's covered everyone from Nine Inch Nails to Britney Spears. But she writes originals, too, enough material for 7 albums and EPs. She plays guitar, ukulele, and keyboards, although she's recorded one EP with nothing but her voice as the instrument. That one was titled Vox. Her signature sound, live vocal looping, started when she got interested in beatboxing.
I used to use my guitar as a percussive instrument, and you know, I've always wanted to beatbox and just kind of taught myself how to do it, and I had so much fun I wanted to do an entire album. So everything, you know, I figured out how to, you know, I have like an octifier and it drops my voice down so it sounds like a bass, and eventually you can really kind of mold everything to your vocals sound like different instruments.
It really is amazing. On Vox in particular, there are some things that I would never have guessed are mouth sounds, basically.
Yeah.
After her cover of Heart-Shaped Box went viral, she got offers from record labels, but she prefers to stay independent. Actually, she funds the production of her albums through Kickstarter, so she refers to her fans as her record label. That's why she does so many covers as well as originals.
When I do these Kickstarter projects, you know, one of the incentives is that I'll do a cover of your choice. So a lot of the backers, that's like the most popular, you know, item. And I end up with just loads and loads of cover videos that I have to do. So that's usually, you know, why I have a lot of those up. I'm only happy when it rains.
I'm only happy when it's complicated. She's part of a two-person team. Her husband, Paul, films her videos and helps her produce the music. They live in Lawrence, Kansas, where they own a recording studio. The studio is both their home and their workspace. Many of her videos are filmed there. Being a YouTube star, she does get trolled. She manages to keep a sense of humor about it. On one album, she recorded a robotic voice reading some of the stuff trolls say to her.
This music sucks. You
I mean, I get so many things from, you know, racist to like, oh, you know, you're not a musician. You know, anybody can do looping if they have a laptop and all that kind of stuff. I mean, some of this stuff is really, really bad, and I probably shouldn't even say it. But, you know, sometimes they're really funny.
You are going straight to hell, you heathen.
Yeah, go ahead and talk, but, you know, I really don't care.
With the looping that you do, and there are people who think, oh, that looks really easy, but it's really not, particularly when you're doing it in a live situation, just getting the timing right and everything like that. Tell me a little bit about how looping actually works.
Looping is incredibly tricky. Basically, looping is taking an entire song and ripping it apart piece by piece and then putting it all back together, just kind of layer by layer by layer, you know, starting with like drums. And then I add the bass, and I add the piano and background vocals, and eventually you just kind of have a band. You let me violate you. You let me discreate you. So if one of those elements are off, maybe you have to start all over again, usually, because if one thing is off, then the next thing is off, and the thing after that is off, and then all of a sudden you just have this big, huge wall of mess, really.
What makes you happier, doing covers or doing originals?
I definitely like both. I mean, you know, when I do originals, it's fun because I can, you know, it's something of my own. And, you know, I get to, you know, kind of create something from scratch and say something that I want to say. There's been a system failure. Time and all manual control now. This heart feels too much, and it breaks me.
The different videos you've put up on YouTube, I mean, I didn't actually sit there and count them all, but it looks like if you total them all together, you've easily got more than 1 million hits.
Yeah, I have. You know, I went from nothing, and now I have like over 7 million hits on my channel. I mean, it's kind of been, you know, it's a new thing for me. Heart Shaped Box was the first video that went viral, and I was doing videos for, you know, a good solid, you know, 2 years before that, so... Yeah, it's just kind of things have changed, you know, with the internet. And once one video kind of goes viral, then, you know, then people found the Michael Jackson one, and then they're talking about that one, and it's just kind of one thing after the other. Yeah, it's been really crazy.
That was Kavehi. She'll be performing at Riverbend on Thursday, June 12th at 9:15 on the Tennessee Valley Federal Credit Union stage. You can also find her online at kavehi.com, and that's spelled K-A-W-E-H-I. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.